of service for this morning is the order of matins, as found on page 32. Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Lord, open thou my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Come, let us worship the Lord. Continue with the introit as printed in your bulletin insert. The one who endures to the end, let Mount Zion be glad.
Let the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judges.
Walk about Zion, go around her, number her towers. That you may tell the next generation that this is God, our God, forever and ever.
He will guide us forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The one who endures to the end
will be saved.
You may be seated for the readings. The Old Testament reading is from Daniel chapter 12. At that time shall arise Michael, the great prince who has charge of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never has been since there was a nation till that time. But at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone whose name shall be found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us. Our epistle reading is from Hebrews
chapter 10.
Every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time until his enemies should be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. The Holy Spirit also bears witness to us. For after saying, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days," declares the Lord, "I will put my laws on their hearts and write them on their minds." Then he adds, "I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more." Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sin. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as in the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us. Please rise. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter. As Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see those great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." And as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished?" And Jesus began to say to them, "See that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he.' And they will lead many astray. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginning of the birth pains. But be on your guard, for they will deliver you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues. And you will stand before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. And when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you in that hour, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will deliver brother over to death, the father his child. Children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved." But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us. You may be seated as we invite our children forward. please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from God the Father and through Jesus Christ, his dear Son, in truth and love. Text this morning is the Old Testament reading from Daniel, which we learn that the resurrection is our deliverance. You may be seated. Have here to begin with perhaps a story taken from one of my professors, in which he was in his family was visiting a congregation, and they were singing, "I'm but a stranger here, heaven is my home." And because he had taught his children quite thoroughly, as a seminary professor you would expect, his son turned to him and said, "Dad, that's bad theology." Bad theology. Heaven is certainly a place that we will be with Jesus when we die for a time. It is a comfort, but it is a temporary comfort. It's bad theology because finally our home is here on earth, but not this earth. It will be the new earth. It will be in the resurrection. So what we have here in Daniel is not temporary comfort. It's not simply where we're going to be until Jesus returns. It's what will finally happen, and that will happen to us for eternity. We have, "At that time shall arise Michael, the great prince who has charge of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never has been since there was a nation till that time." So Daniel here in this passage does not get much into the specific signs as Jesus does in our reading in the gospel. But he notes that it will be a time of great trouble that has never happened before. It will be a time when deliverance is absolutely necessary. To be clear, though, we may look around in our time and see great troubles happening. But if you look in the history books and you look at what preachers have decried of their own generations, it's not that remarkable. If you're looking for government corruption, Luther decried the same in his time. If you're looking for rampant sexual misconduct and twisted perversions of the flesh, he said the same stuff. If you say no one cares for his neighbor, for those around him, Luther said the same thing of everyone in his day. If you're going to complain about no one works hard anymore, businesses are ripping people off, hoarding all the money for themselves, essentially stealing from the people by fair market prices, Luther said the same thing in his time. If you're going to complain that marriage is not respected, once again, parents don't raise their children properly, they're neglectful, they don't teach the faith, no one knows what the faith is, once again, nothing different. So we know that it must be worse yet. For God has revealed to us through St. Paul that if he did not cut the times short, even the elect, those that God has chosen from eternity, would fall away. And so when I said that this deliverance from this trial, from these troubles, would be absolutely necessary, would be absolutely necessary, for there would be no good left in the world without an end. So we have that Michael, that great prince, appears again in Revelation
and is clearly an image of Christ, that he will come at that time, in that time of trouble. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. It's the resurrection of the dead that will be our eternal comfort. Right here. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. That resurrection of the dead shall happen as in Ezekiel, where bone comes to meet with bone, sinews come back into place, flesh is put over the skeletons, and the Spirit, that Holy Spirit, will breathe holy breath into all of us. The graves will be opened just as when Christ was crucified, the graves were opened. Corpses will stand once again and finally have reunion with those who have died. For your names are written in this book of life that Daniel has told of, that appears once again in Revelation. The names of all those buried across the street, that you may be together once again in the second life. So therefore, while we had that wonderful image that Reverend Hansen made of the saints worshiping with us on the other side of this circle, we won't have to depend on this image. We won't have to depend merely on faith. They shall be with us. And they shall be with us eternally. There are those too, as it says, that will awaken to shame and everlasting contempt. So therefore, I urge you to continue in the faith that was given to you and to desire all righteousness, not to seek after the will of this world, lest you be stolen away before that appointed time. So lastly, in this, may the Holy Spirit instead increase in your wisdom, so that you may be counted among the wise. As Daniel says, those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above. For on that day we know that the glory of the Lord, Christ, will be our light. The light of the sky above shall not be the light of the sun, as the ball in space, but it shall be the Son of God shining for all of us. And the wise shall shine just as he does in that day. His victory at the cross will be fully realized. And his glory shall illuminate all things, so that we may finally know and understand the will of God, so that it may not be confusing or torturous to our conscience. Thus, we will be transformed unto the image of Christ, the image of perfection. May that work begin here in this life, in our own increase of holiness through the Holy Spirit, that he may first form us towards the image of Christ here, so that we may finally have our names in the book of life and find ourselves counted among the wise, counted among those who are like Christ, counted among those who shall be with him in eternity on earth. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please rise. May the peace which passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds unto Christ Jesus, and keep you in the one true faith from now unto eternity. Amen. Now collect the offering.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we, thine unworthy servants, do give thee most humble and hearty thanks for all thy goodness and loving kindness to us and to all men. We praise thee for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for thine inestimable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we beseech thee, give us that due sense of all thy mercies, that our hearts may be unfeignedly thankful, and that we may show forth thy praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, that walking before thee in holiness and righteousness all our days, we may enjoy the testimony of a good conscience and the hope of thy favor, be sustained and comforted under the troubles of this life, and finally be received into thine everlasting kingdom. Through thine infinite mercy in Jesus Christ, our Lord, we offer unto thee our common supplications for the good estate of thy church throughout the world, that it may be so guided and governed by thy good spirit, that all who profess themselves Christians may be led into the way of truth and hold the faith in unity of spirit, in the bond of peace, and in righteousness of life. Send down upon all ministers of the gospel and upon all congregations committed to their charge the helpful spirit of thy grace, and that they may truly please thee, pour upon them the continual dew of thy blessing. Most heartily we beseech thee with thy favor to behold the President and Congress of the United States and all others in authority. So to replenish them with thy grace, that they may always incline to thy will and walk in thy way. Prosper all good counsels and all just works, that peace and happiness, truth and righteousness, religion and piety may be established among us throughout all generations. We humbly entreat thee also for all sorts and conditions of men, that thou wouldst be pleased to make thy ways known unto them by saving health unto all nations. We also commend to thy fatherly goodness all those who are in any way afflicted or distressed in mind, body, or estate, that it may please thee to comfort and relieve them according to their several necessities, giving them patience under their sufferings and a happy issue out of all their afflictions. Especially Ed McCullough, Harold Merkel, Eugene Rehn, Esther Schweier, Jim McCullough, Joyce Lechner, Aubrey Art, Sean Mendez, Austin Art, Thomas Etzler, the Reverend David and Barbara Bush, Barbara Wolford, Charlotte Davis, Maya Culla, Wanda Schweier, Kenny Miller, and Patricia Lee. Lord of the Church, as this congregation is in a time of pastoral vacancy, grant by your grace that Zion continually be fed by your word, which sustains them unto salvation. Hear us, most merciful God, in these our humble requests, which we offer up unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. Trusting in his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who hast safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by thy governance, may be righteous in thy sight. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Bless we the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost, be with us all.